Shalom Aleichem, we're continuing our previous shiur and dichui b'mitzvah suva kachin based on the Torah of Moreinu Hagaon Reb Chaim Zatzal or Shiva. Your site is today. The gavei kachin, we say that kol shebiyado, if it's in your hand to fix it, to rectify it, to remedy the situation, it's not considered dichui, it's not considered rejected. If you can fix it to make it valid, then it's not considered dichui. And Tosfos says that the case in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel of that where the berries are more than the leaves, that it's puzzle. That's not considered biyado, that's considered dichui, like we see in the Gemara in Sukkah, if you would say dichui b'mitzvahs. Since, ein mamatim b'yantiv, it's talking about yantiv, you're not allowed to remove the berries on yantiv. And gavei kisui hadam, it's called dachui, when the ruach blows over it, the dust over it, and then it was exposed. Since there's no mitzvah to be mevatel, the dichui, lo chashiv biyado, mikivan she'ein mitzvah, to be mevatel is dichui, it's not considered that it's biyado. Only when it's a mitzvah to be mevatel, it's considered biyado. So, a nevru me'alav is not considered. It's not a time that you can fix it, because it's yantif. So that's dichui. That's not biyado. And kiso aruach, where the wind blew over it and then it was uncovered again, the blood. So that's not. There's no mitzvah to be mevatel the dichui. Since there's no mitzvah, it's not considered biyado. And it's not like our case here in Tzvachim, where the blood spills, that it's a mitzvah to gather blood, and therefore it's not considered dachui. So it's biyado because a mitzvah, so you see, is sold from Tosfos, that it's only considered biyado if you have a reason to be mevatel the dichui. If not, then not. And that the Tosfos says, like Abedam Shenishbach, it's not considered dichui because it's a mitzvah to gather the blood. So Tosfos in Tzvachim and Afid Gimel Amid Beis says that if there's a little blood left in the coast, there's no chiv to be gather the blood on the ground, and it goes to waste. And if so, it's not considered biyado. So we have to say that Tosfos is talking about a case that it's not considered, that the Gemara is talking about a case according to Tosfos, it's not considered dachui, where there's still little blood left in the coast. If there's blood left in the coast, then there's no, when there's no blood left in the coast, when there's no blood left in the coast, then it's a mitzvah to gather the blood in the ground, that's considered not dachui. But if there's some blood left in the coast, then it's considered dachui, because there's no motivation to pick it up, there's no mitzvah, only if there's a mitzvah. So it's a Svasem Islam Dalma Ramad Beis. And the Gemara in Zavacham, Ayin Chesam Aleph, Chulin Pei Zayin Ramad Beis, says that Dam Kochim, that water that fell into water, it's Nifsal Azrika, because little by little, Kamakama Batal Barav, little by little, that blood became Batal in the water. And even if afterwards more blood fell into the Taroves, Nasa Dam Royal Azrika, and the blood became Royal Azrika, nevertheless, it's possible because it's Nidche. Why is it considered nitche? Let him pour more water in, and then mimavatel the water and blood. You have water and blood together, water was mevatel the blood, so now just pour more blood in, and then mimavatel everything, and then the original blood also you can pour it in the mizbeach. So why do we say that the original blood is dachui? Just you can mimavatel it. So the answer must be that it's not a mitzvah to do so. Since it's not a mitzvah to be mevatel that blood, you can use other blood to do tzrika on the mizbeach. Since it's not a mitzvah to be mevatel that blood that was dachui mimela, it is not considered biyada. But there's a kasha on Tesis in Zvochim, rightly in Hadas, Shemiras and Avav, to lo. Why not? Because Eimimat and Biyamtif. They say, you know why it's not considered Biyado? Because Eimimat and Biyamtif. Because you're not allowed to remove the berries on Yantif. And they had a kasha. Either it is a mitzvah Lamayit Anova in order that it should be kasha the mitzvah. Who said there's a mitzvah to be Lamayit Anova? Use a different hadas. Who says a mitzvah to fix this hadas? Just like there's not a mitzvah to fix this blood that fell into the water, is also not a mitzvah to fix this hadas. So who says that it's a mitzvah? In other words, and if it's not a mitzvah, they could have just said it's not a mitzvah. They didn't say that. This says, those assumes it's a mitzvah, but, and therefore the reason that it's not biyado is because ain't mamat biyamtiv. Who says that it's a mitzvah? You don't have to come on to ain't mamat biyamtiv, it's not a mitzvah. You have to fix this hadas.
Since
She'anavav morubin me'alav. We can be mechalek between a case of blood that got mixed in with water and a hadas whose berries are more numerous than the leaves. Anavav morubin me'alav. Because be'emes maspik k'sagi gam b'mitzvah hamuteles ala gavra la'shvuyadim b'yodeh. So the very fact that you have a mitzvah that's mutal on you, that makes it biyado. And even though you're not chayiv to be makayim your mitzvah dafka with this chayfetz, and you have another chayfetz to be makayim your mitzvah, and that done so, in other words, there is a mitzvah to fix this hadas, because you have a mitzvah. So since you have a mitzvah, that's considered, even though you don't have a mitzvah with this hadas dafka, but since you have a mitzvah to take a kosher hadas, so it's considered a mitzvah. And that dungeon is arev b'mayim isn't considered the other latakno. It's not considered that within your capacity to rectify. Afal pishi achol haosif alav dam acher ulehachshiro yesh lomar shehu mitam acher. The ad kan lo matzanu demahani biyado ala b'devar akayim ba'olam ve'achshav ino kasher l'kiyum mitzvato mechamat psum mesuyam. Aval b'dam shenitarev b'mayim ubatel ein kan dam ba'olam. So you could say a different word. Damshin is arev b'mayim. Why it's not biyado l'sakno? Even though you can add on other blood. When do we find that it's biyado l'bedavar hakayam ba'olam? It's in the world, and now it's not kosher l'kiyum mitzvah because of a certain psul. But damshin is arev b'mayim. Here. Takshivu tov. Ein kan dam ba'olam. There's no blood in the world. When is it a mitzvah to fix it? When you have the chayfetz, it's possible. But here you don't have the chayfetz. You don't have the chayfetz of blood. You can pour in more blood, and then chozer v'ne'or, the original blood comes back to life and becomes blood again. That doesn't make it consider that you have blood in front of you. So you don't have blood in front of you. So that's the teretz. Teretz is that there's a chiluk. When it comes to hadas of merubin another merubin me'olav, there you have a psul and a cheft. So you have a mitzvah to fix it because you have a mitzvah. You're the guy with a mitzvah to take the luluf. But when it comes to the heilige blood that you wanted to throw on the mizbeach, sprinkle on the mizbeach, so there you don't have blood anymore. When it's just about the mizbeach, you don't have blood anymore. Therefore, there's no mitzvah to add on more blood, and it's considered dachoi. ודוגמה לסבר הזו מה שמצאנו בדברי הרשב"א, שכשד רשב"א עוד כפרקט, או איפן ועוד על מה שכתוב, המקדש באור לעין המקודשת. It says that if one is מקדש באור לה, the rabbits is not מקודשת. והרי איפר אור לה מותר לאחר שריפה. Wait a second. The ashes of אור לה are mutter after you burn it. So you can be mekadesh with that, what it's worth afterwards, the ashes, whatever you use it for, it's shavu pruta. And for Tosfos, it's established, delay la mena mekadesh lefilu kitchi b'sar shel peiros orla. Shem dehash demias lav l'aslu tamim. Ah! Now there's no blood. Now there's no money. Now there's no money. And we don't say, after you burn it. Ayin shem b'divrei Tosfot. שאין לדון משום בידו מחמת דבר הבא ידי התחדשות. שיהיה כאן talk about בידו if it comes through his חדשס. זה הרי בגדר פנים חדשות באו לכאן. ואין זה מועיל ליתן דין בידו על מה שנמצא עתה לפנינו, ואין בו צד יותר לפי מצבו השתה. So you can't talk about בידו if it comes out of his chatshus, because that's בגדר פנים חדשות באו לכאן, and it doesn't give you a din of בידו. עוד מצאנו כאין זה, מה שכתוב בקידוש שם, כדי שפחתו, לאחר שישחררנה, אינה מקודשת, אף על פי שבידו לשחררה. משום שמעיקר רבי אימה והש לדעת אחר, רשי, ואין לך מחוצה מעשה גדול מזה. So person מקדש ששפחה after he's משחרר, she's not מקודשת, even though it's ביידוי. Why? Because מעיקר originally בהמה, and now דעס אחרס. Rashi says this is considered a mechusar ma'ase. Ain lecha mechusar, no bigger mechusar ma'ase than this. The Maharsha writes, the klalu b'choki agavna, b'dim lezeh ma'ase yadayim shel isha pi shebiyad alas, and komagav mechusar ma'ase gadav locha shebiyad lodam, peres harugazub shebiyad ulitlosh. So what the Maharsha is saying is biyado is only shaykh and a devar kayim ba'olam, and you can make it row ayde tikunai. But when the guf ha'chevetz isn't ba'olam, it's not considered biyado, even though you can cause it to change ayde ma'ase. And therefore, like Maisa Yadav Yedei Ishta, that's Mischad Yishai Yedei Siyasa, or Shichur Eved Yisrael, Shenase Achakachu Gedav Rechadash, when it's going to be a new thing, the Maisa Yadayim of the Ishas, that's considered Mechusar Maisa, Davish Lebal Olam, Shichur Eved, Shichur Shifcha, it's a new Metzias, it's a Ischachas, so that's a Dav Rechadash, so that's not considered Biyadav, to Davish Lebal Olam. So again, we see this yisod, that if right now you don't have the chefts in front of you, even though you can do something to change the nature of the chefts, so that's not considered biyado, because that's his chachis, that's panim chadashis ba'ol v'kan. Va'af, she yisod ze, davar barur, the kol sheino ba'olam lo sheyach sheyodil ba'odim biyado, that if it's ba'olam, it's not shaykh, if it's not ba'olam, it's not shaykh to say biyado. Nevertheless, ish makom lachlok al dvarenu l'inyan dam shenitarek b'mayim v'nitbatel b'rov. V'shal omar, shafilu sheyesh kan din bitul b'roiv, ve'af al pi sheyav imin b'sheino iminoi, mikom kom lo chashe shenizbat lotam legram v'vein ba'olam. Ve'araya me'ad ha'chozer v'neyorach me'ot adeh shenafalat ha'orav d'otam acher. The principle is true that if you need a panim chadosh isbo'olakan, there's no mitzvah biyado l'takano because you don't have the chefza here. However, maybe in the case of dam, you can be mechalik, and you can say that even though there's din of bittul b'rov and it's mibashen omino and it's batal, nevertheless, it's not considered that the blood was misbatal l'gamre and it's not ba'olam. And the raya that it's not misbatal is l'gamre and that it's not ba'olam is that we say chozer v'neyor. But afterwards, if you add blood and it's mitzdarf to the original blood, to mivat l'mayim, so you say chozer v'neyor, so it's not it's lo legamri lo ba'olam. V'im galkein da'af meikar lo avi dam muat amuat kemand lesi gad legamri ela di'ika halacha d'achri rabu mahatis sheish lo din roiv v'yefshal lekeim bo din zrika shebatel mimenu din dam l'inyan zrika u'me'ata yesh lo ma'ar. Shapir shaykh b'zeh gedor b'yadoi. So you have a din of v'achay rav mahatis for other rov. You can't say the dam is clean out in the world. And now we can say that there is a gedor of b'yado over here because this is the blood is in the world. Even though it's batal in the meantime, it's chozer v'neir if you add on more blood. V'im ken tzarich lechalei k'mo shekat kvar amarnu da'af. Even though, yes, there is blood in the world. Nevertheless, since now it's pasul, and there's no chovah to be machshir this blood, it's not considered that it's a mitzvah l'takno l'achshiro, kevan, since you can be mekayim the mitzvah by sprinkling other blood. And then, hadrikoshil aduchta, so why l'inyan hadal shenav of merubais? Why does Sosa say that it's a mitzvah b'yodol l'takno? Because he's chayv mitzvah netila. What do you mean? Use another hadas. So what's the chiluk? Why, when it comes to hadas, anachnu omrim shema sheyesh mitzvah l'taknoi? Use another hadas. Whereas by blood, we say no, there's no mitzvah because use other blood. By hadas, we don't say use a different hadas. Ma chiluk? As nir'al etaretz hakushya, the shiny mitzvah shehi b'chiyuv gavra mitzvah shachiyuv mutal al chefza. When it comes to a hadas, the gavra is chayiv b'mitzvah netila, and the nidon b'psul ha-hadas is not in the guf ha-chefza b'fnei atzmo. Rather, the gavra can't be mekayim as mitzvah netila and this hadas. Therefore, there we can say that since the gavra still is a chayiv netila, it's considered there's no chidichoy in this chayiv. Since machmas because of this chova, the gavra has to take a gavra hadas aroylam. It's including this. Bechalzer, he's asked to be metakin this hadas if he wants to be mekayim mitzvah netila kara. Kopanim kapi agavra, there's no dichui. Aval gabe karbon, the nidon is klape the cheftza. It's a din on the dam. It's not a din on the person. It's a din on the dam. Shit, the sky was zrika karoi. You have to do a proper zrika, and when the water got mixed in, it's not roi anymore. So the gavra has to fix it or get other blood, but that's not enough to be machshiv the cheftz of the dam as something that wasn't nidche. The cheftz of the dam, which we look at independently of the gavra, was nidche. And the fact that the gavra is a mitzvah to sprinkle some blood, that's not enough to make this dam roi. Masha'enken, or yadu l'taki. Masha'enken, when it comes to adas, which is the mitzvah on the gavra, there if you have a adas that has a psul, so since the mitzvah is on the gavra to take adas, in the mela, we consider it b'yado l'taknu. Okay, יש לנו עוד דרך ארוכה בעזרת השם, מוריי ורבותיי. הדברים היו נפלאים ויהיו נפלאים. So please stay tuned and continue listening to this amazing series. It is Psiyata Dishmaya. Great. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Hopefully, Blina Dovizach, it continues.